is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
I would like to draw your attention to the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes are short statements from the Sermon on the Mount that begin with the words, "Blessed are." These Beatitudes serve as a guide for life for those who have submitted to the Lordship of Christ and are part of God's kingdom. Today, I would like to reflect on the second Beatitude as recorded in Matthew 5 and verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. In this statement, our Lord declares, "Blessed those who mourn." Some people mistakenly think that this verse refers to any mourner. But the second Beatitude develops the first, and we get this clear understanding from the context. After calling the poor in spirit blessed, the Lord Jesus here declares that those who mourn are blessed. Those who are part of God's kingdom feel sorrow for the ways in which they have offended God and for the ruin that humankind's evil has brought upon this earth. The mourning mentioned here is not living in constant despair and despondency, but rather mourning over sin, which is focused Godward and finds comfort there. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 10, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." Repentance is the act of regretting sincerely the sin that we have committed in our past with the goal to never do it again. It is making a decision to turn away from evil and to serve God. Godly sorrow comes when we rightly see ourselves in the light of the Word of God and see how short we have fallen in relationship to our Creator. Godly sorrow that is accompanied by an acknowledgement of sin produces repentance, which helps us advance on the way of transformation. A biblical example of mourning and godly sorrow is the response of David when he is confronted by the prophet Nathan after he sinned against God by committing adultery with Bathsheba and getting Uriah killed in battle. David, who was king, could have ordered Nathan to be imprisoned or even killed. Instead, he pens a penitential psalm. Psalms 51 beautifully portrays David's true repentance and posture of turning back to God. No wonder this man has been called a man after God's own heart. How about us? Are we brokenhearted over our inadequacy to be genuinely good to others? Do we mourn over the fact that our desire to be good does not always come forth in what we say and in what we do? Do we mourn the fact that the good we want to do, we fail to do, and the evil we don't want to do, we end up doing? The comfort that God offers to all who mourn with a godly sorrow is that He provides a way so that we can be freed not only from the penalty of sin, but also from the power of sin. Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3 is a prophecy regarding the Messiah that is fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, anointed by the Spirit, came proclaiming glad tidings to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. It is the Lord Jesus who comforts all who mourn, gives beauty instead of ashes, and the oil of joy for our mourning. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you have promised to comfort all those who mourn. We acknowledge that we have sinned against your holiness and fallen short of what you expect of us each day. Please empower us through the power of your Spirit to live in conformity to your word and to your will. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.